Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Stone Trends.
Threw a D on that.
I don't know why I did the D on
Trenched.
The end,
you
know.
Yeah.
Trenched. Isn't it called Stonehenge?
No.
No? Stonehenge? Oh, man.
Is that like unhinged?
The
like Stonehenge.
The most mysterious place in the world is Stonehenge. I'm Jack. That is Stonehenge. Miles. These are some of the things that are trending. 10K, baby.
Yep.
Biden is a thinking. He's having a good think on it about doing that amount for student loan forgiveness.
Maybe think a little more, asshole. Maybe think like five times more.
Yeah. Just a little bit, you know? So I have more in the chamber for when, if I run for president.
Yeah, this is, I mean, a lot of people, when that number first was floated out, they're like, I mean, you could even look at, just break it down by like socioeconomic or like racial demographics and be like, oh, 10,000 would really help out like middle class white borrowers a lot because debt might be only within the like 10 to 15K range, whereas some people have shit in the 50 to 60 to 80 to plus more range.
Yeah, I don't know anybody like that. Come on. You know anybody like that?
So we'll see another thing where they'll be like, see, it's a little bit.
Right.
And then, you know, a very specific group will probably benefit more and many others. Like, while, yeah, that isn't insignificant. If you're really trying to look at what the issue is with student loan debt, it's that it's hindering people from moving forward because they've gotten these fucking terrible predatory student loans in our university system that's incentivized to up their tuition. So, yeah, maybe take that problem head on rather than like they're mad that they got 10 grand. And I'm sure the right will have a field day with that amount.
I don't know, man. I heard from Lawrence Summers, former president of Harvard, huge neo-lib, neocon piece of shit. I heard from him that actually student loan forgiveness is actually beneficial to only rich people and it's actually disadvantageous to poor people. So I didn't quite get the logic on that. This is somebody who was the president of a school that like has a $53 billion endowment. But yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. I mean, it's just, you know, like you think of like specific jobs. I saw a couple threads where people talking about like, if you're a social worker, the amount of money you spend to get that degree puts you well over $50,000, $60,000. Mm. So what the fuck is 10K going to do? And like other people who are like in these vital jobs that require specialized degrees, just cancel.
Don't all, pay like, shit. Yeah.
It's like anything. It's like, well, we don't want to make them mad. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
They're not voting for you anyway. Yeah. So why don't you do the thing that actually helps the 40 plus million people who are like truly need this burden of their student debt taken off of their shoulders. So, and then like means testing it, $125,000. I mean, there's so much shit there. It's like, oh my God, I can't just fucking do one thing that's humane once.
Right. Nope. Cannot. It's truly wild. Like they haven't even like tried doing something that's just like, yeah, we're just going to like do this thing because it's like good and the right thing. We're thinking about doing this small amount, means tested and protected by all of this bureaucratic bullshit to make sure that nobody can actually use this, really.
Yeah. 10K is like, it's just like a number that sounds cool. But if you're looking down at a 50K bill, I mean, sure, that's a chunk of it. But
yeah,
like, come on now. And then it's going to be so weird. Like, what happens if you're like married? Like, where's the 125K come in? Like, if you jointly file, if you're like, what, like, what's the process here? It just sounds very complicated when many people would definitely benefit from just having all the debt forgiven.
But people do tend to take into account, like, who is nicer to collections agencies when they're voting. Like, people tend to vote with collections agencies. So, that in that respect, they're doing a smart thing.
But
Adam Sandler is trending, at least on the Daily Zeitgeist.
In our hearts.
Thread, yeah. In our hearts. Because someone took a picture of him at the Louvre. And at first, if you're looking top to bottom, you're like, wait a second.
Okay.
Did Adam Sandler like decide to stop wearing hockey jerseys and basketball shorts to everything? Because he's wearing like some sunglasses.
Yeah.
He's wearing like fancy aviators. Like kind of a fancy Hawaiian shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it looks like it's tailored. It's not like, you know, seven.
It ain't Tommy Bahama off the rack. No. Nah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. This looks like it might be like a shirt that somebody was at least like that he had a shopper or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
He probably didn't buy it.
Then you pan down.
And he is wearing the biggest blue basketball shorts.
I think they're
3 foot
long.
Yeah, they're 3 foot long, 3XL with zip up pockets. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah, yeah. They're these Nike shorts that have zippered pockets. I got a pair, but I don't wear them that long. But you got the Hokas on.
And the Hokas. And by the way, because you are trying to picture this in your mind, his Hawaiian shirt is tucked into his basketball shirt.
Yes. It's wild because from the waist up, you're like, oh, that's an outfit.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like it feels like a video game where like you're just like spinning a wheel of people's random top and bottom torsos.
Right.
And like you just matched Hawaiian shirt, fancy guy with basketball schlub at the bottom part.
Or this is like him shooting a like movie and he knows they're only shooting from like shoulders up or,
oh,
you know,
wow.
Like, and
oh, like when people on the news would be wearing jeans and shit.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But nah, I think this is just
that's him.
He can only evolve one piece of clothing at a time.
The amount of confidence, or even not even confidence, just like being so secure in who you are, the photo is mind blowing. I'm like, this is a religion. This is like a belief system. This photo is of like, fuck whatever you think about fashion or what I think you think how Adam Sandler should dress. Adam Sandler is basketball shorts, no matter what.
Nobu, Malibu, Valentine's Day, Kevin Nealon, his wife, dressed up on a date with Adam Sandler, tagging along in sweatpants and a hockey jersey.
Yep.
It was one of the great things that I ever witnessed in person in Los Angeles.
True to form.
The Nets are trending. The Brooklyn Nets.
They figured it out.
They figured
it out.
Those two I mean, are people saying this might be a sign and trade? So Kevin Durant, one of the best scorers in the history of the league, had demanded a trade. He said he told the Nets. First, he demanded a trade. Then it seemed like the Nets weren't going to trade him. And then he came out and said, it's either head coach Steve Nash and GM, whose name I don't know, or me. And it seemed like, okay, well, this seems irreconcilable. Mm-hmm. And then it was just announced by the Nets. So we'll see how long this sticks, but that they came to terms, or they're close. They're coming to terms. It is.
Yeah.
He is going to be a Net next season.
I think a lot of it was going to cause so much movement in the league, though.
I know.
It's going to really shake shit up.
Hey, man, I'm happy to see this over him going to some other Eastern Conference team that made it to the finals, maybe even. So, yeah, shout out to I love this. I love when he and Kyrie are playing at full health. And
fine,
you know, if they can just like fill that roster out a little bit, they are very fun to watch. And yeah, leave Steve Nash, but get rid of that GM, man. I don't know. I don't know anything about the GM, actually.
They got problems. Look, man.
Yeah.
They got problems. And so do we. That's true. The beginning of the season is going to be very, very fun and interesting.
We being the Los Angeles Lakers.
We, yes. The royal we.
I'm just going to say, James Harden, you know, people told me that he was a listener to the Daily Zeitgeist. And, Miles and Jack got mad boosties. I didn't believe them. But then once I saw his off-season regimen, he's working out hard. He's adjusted his diet. He looks great. I am excited for the Philadelphia 76ers season, baby.
Mm.
So let's go.
Let's go.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about another thing I'm excited about.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back, and UFOs are trending.
Yeah.
I mean, generally, I get excited about UFOs. This story,
this is
less
real.
So.
No?
Well, so let's talk about it. So I'll just read. Is it, did you pull this direct from like the New York Times? Or
this is from Vice.
Vice. Okay. Buried deep in a report that's an addendum to the Intelligence Authorization Act for fiscal year 2023, a budget that governs America's clandestine services, Congress made two startling claims. The first is that, quote, cross-domain transmedium threats to the United States national security are expanding exponentially. Cross-domain transmedium threats.
Cross-domain transmedium means things that can go from water to air seamlessly.
Right. Which is the thing that we've seen in some of these UFO videos with the roiling water and the, you know, tic-tac. Just like shooting out of the water, going at speeds that shouldn't be possible, and then just, you know, zooming off. The second is that it wants to distinguish between UFOs that are human in origin and those that are not.
Mm-hmm.
Temporary non-attributed objects, or those that are positively identified as man-made after analysis, will be passed to appropriate offices and should not be considered under the definition as unidentified aerospace undersea phenomenon, the document states. So, I mean, it definitely shows they're taking it seriously. My concern from the start was like, wait, why are they like declassifying all this stuff and just being like, we don't know, because that doesn't seem like the military industrial complex to just be like, hey, you guys help us out here. We're at a loss. is that this whole thing has been a way, like a strategy by the military industrial complex to get people scared of UFOs enough to start using that as a justification to fund the billions and billions of dollars that they use to prop up the U.S. economy with military spending.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think that's always been an argument about the declassification, yeah, like what it can do for governmental powers, what the mindset it creates, and then be like,
right,
well, man, I guess we got to really be safe now since we're fighting this, like, this space shit. But I think what's interesting is kind of that they want to make a distinction of whether or not it's man-made.
Right.
That there seems to be enough for them to articulate in a bill of like, well, if you don't know, then you need to figure that out. You know what I mean? That's what it sounds like. Where like they're constantly like, well, what the fuck is this? Is it this country? Is this country?
Right.
They say, we don't really know. And I think that's why they're like, well, then we need to fucking figure it out.
Got it. So they're going back to them being like, yeah, figure that shit out. Okay.
At the very least, right? I think that's the most benign version, which is because these people get their, you know, the intelligence briefings and things like that, especially if they're like the ones signing off on like budgets for the clandestine services, that they've probably been in enough hearings or seen enough shit where they're like, come on, man, like we still don't know, like you still can't figure this out, like,
right,
isn't that fucking freaking you out? That
maybe
you have
like
no
guarding
idea
against them, just keep leaving it vague and being like, so we better spend. So I mean, yeah, that I guess it is like the conversation that I'm worried about is happening, but at least there's maybe some pushback. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like the Pentagon isn't as openly trying to be like, yeah, man, it's this fucking aliens, where it's mostly the members of Congress who are interacting with like reports who are then like, what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So I don't know. Because like Marco Rubio's even, you know, he's been like, he's like, God, I hope it's aliens and not foreign countries that have way better technology than us.
Let's talk about some technology we can explain.
Yeah.
And that is the glizzy straw.
Woo! Did you see the guy?
No.
This guy at the Yankees concept game, he took his hot dog Frank, ditched the bun, he took his drink straw and started hollowing out the core of the hot dog, Frank. Mm. And when he fully hollowed it out, put that shit in his beer and was just sipping beer through the glizzy as just a glizzy beer straw.
Yeah. I mean,
and a lot of people were like, huh.
Couldn't be more American, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, we always see these interesting food fusions at baseball games, especially. It almost feels like a kind of meme now where someone's taking a video of someone else's shoulder and they're doing something like odd, like with food that you're like, right. What's this fucking food combo you're doing? But I don't know. A lot of people like are saying like, no, I do that.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know. Is it a hoax? Is it
a
real?
Beer goes well with a hot dog, as far as I can recall. So like that works.
He's drinking it kind of like ashamed too.
He should be. I will say that. He's he like definitely this. Should like, be ashamed.
Over I've seen his shoulder, like, just take a little glizzy sip right there.
I've seen similar videos of people at games dipping their hot dog in their beer before taking it down.
Right. Exactly. People doing big old beer dips, like a French dip. I don't know. Like, do what you gotta do, you know? Fucking, I just can't. I don't. There's like something. I feel like it triggers like a thing where I'm a kid and my mom's yelling at me for fucking with my food.
Right.
She's like, stop drinking your fucking beer with the glizzy. And I'm like, you're right. So like, even as an adult, yeah. I'm like, I can't do it.
Also, the hollowing out of a hot dog, like that.
Part of me,
like, I don't want to see you doing surgery on your hot dog at a sporting
event. Yeah. Look, I might put this on the dubious videos. I want to send this to the dubious videos panel where I feel like based on his body language, the angle of the video, it feels a little set up to be like one of these staged, like, hey, this is a real thing people do. Right. But again, look, if you fuck with the glizzy straw, let us know. Dial in right now.
Yeah. Phone lines are open.
Yeah.
Nothing's late enough. We're not getting any calls. So we'll wait for
the show's
you guys
not live.
To hit us up
I
on.
I forgot about that. Okay.
That's
we'll work
right.
on that. We'll work
okay.
on
that. Hey, what time are you guys on? That's what my dad always asked me. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. Yeah. We are back tomorrow with the whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.